It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
I'm talking now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform. And I regret it's become political instead of scientific. But the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN. But I'm happy I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. There is no global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions say that 97% of climate scientists agree, do you think they're making it up? What I don't understand is how you square that.
Well, that's a manipulated figure, and let me explain it to you. The government puts out about $2.5 billion directly for climate research every year. It only gives that money to scientists who will produce scientific results that support the global warming hypothesis of the Democrat Party of position. So they don't have any choice. If you're going to get the money, you got to support their position. Therefore, 97% of the scientific reports published support global warming. Why? Because those are ones the government pays for, and that's where the money is. It's real simple. But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't make it true. That only makes it bought and paid for. The money goes in circles.
I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to try to refute you on
the facts.
That's
the truth.
I'll simply say that the vast majority...
Please stand back from this issue and let the two sides be on the air. There are 31,000 scientists who have signed a petition that says it is not valid, that my position is correct. And we'll keep battling, and we will prevail in time, but I don't know if we'll do it in my lifetime.
I do hope viewers are Googling the data you're sharing, because I do think it's skewed. I have to say that. I want to ask you about the weather.
No, it's not true, and I hope you will go to the websites that present the papers that show that none of this alarmism about ice and heat waves and drought, none of it is happening.
Is the Weather Channel part of the conspiracy?
Well, the Weather Channel has bought into it. As I say it, they've drunk the Kool-Aid. But so has all the media. That's no big surprise.
Let me read to you what the channel said this week.
Because after you appeared on the Weather Channel statement.
Well, let me read it to the viewers then. After you appeared on Fox, they did put out this statement distancing themselves from you. They said, Mr. Coleman does have a place in our company's history, and we appreciate the contributions that he made more than 30 years ago. However, we want to be clear, John Coleman is no longer affiliated with our company. How did you feel to see them disavow you in that way?
Well, no problem. I mean, you know, that's all accurate. And the statement that's on their website, which they reissued this week, was written back in 2007. And that's a rather reasonable, warm statement. It's not full of alarmism. It's not full of the sky is falling. It's a pretty reasonable statement. It's not the programming they put on the TV that's not reasonable. And you know, when they put on their climate geeks, those aren't scientists. Those are nuts.
You sound like a man disappointed.
They never put on a real skeptical scientist. They don't give us any spot on their channel. That's too bad that they don't.
You sound like a man disappointed by the channel that you helped create.
Oh, I'm terribly disappointed. I created a channel to give people their weather, tell them what the weather is now and what it's going to be where they live and in their region, and keep them posted on the weather and serve a real purpose. And that channel has been totally distorted and become strange as it can be.
Well, John, thank you for being here this morning and sharing your views with us.
Well, I thank you for letting me on CNN. I had my say, and it was great fun.